Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:46 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
AFC Championship game Sunday at Kansas City. Chiefs take on New England. You can hear the game right here on KNSS. Wichita man sentenced to 47 years in prison for human trafficking.
One.
The partial government shutdown drags on with no end in sight. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning out there in Wichita, we've got the gasoline prices. In some places, we're seeing gasoline prices still around that 191 area. But I found better prices out there, 189 at Lincoln and Hydraulic, 189 at Maple and West. So a little bit better gasoline prices. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Early fog today, then a 60% chance for rain with a high of 46 degrees. Yesterday's high was 38, by the way. Cold with a 90% chance for rain and snow tonight. Bundle up. Less than 1 inch of accumulation is expected, but the overnight low is going to dip down to 19. Saturday, partly cloudy, windy, and cold. Saturday's high, just 26 degrees.
Ooh.
Now fog, mist, 37 degrees. Got a southeast wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. 8:48 with Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning. And coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we've got the Glenn Beck program. We're going to have Bill O'Reilly there.
Yep, Bill O'Reilly.
Bill's
great
be there.
Friday segment.
News of the day. The Glenn Beck program coming up in just about 12 minutes from now at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Ted, the average NFL fan spends 46 hours a month thinking, talking, or reading about their favorite NFL team.
Wow.
And one in four NFL fans have skipped out on big life events to watch their team play. One in four, including birthday parties, holidays, church, and their own anniversary. So this is a, I don't know where those figures came from. I just say that. But it came from one of our great DJ services.
I'm not going to dispute it. That sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Louisville visitors will fly like a butterfly after the city renames its airport after hometown great Muhammad Ali. After Wednesday's vote on a recommendation by a working group that studied renaming for more than a year.
Why did it take them a year?
The city announced the airport will become the Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport.
That's such a no-brainer. It should have been done in 1 minute.
Apparently, it took him a long time. Ali died in 2016 after decades with Parkinson's disease. Of course, his given name, Cassius Clay, came up out of Louisville and went to the Olympics and really just clobbered people.
He's one of the most recognizable
beings
on the planet in the 20th century, but it took him a year to figure out they should name their airport after him.
There you go.
At least they named their airport after somebody that actually lived in that town.
As opposed to
Wichita.
Kansas City. Oh. You mean... You never have been real comfortable with Eisenhower, have you?
Not especially.
As a name.
Eh.
Okay.
But they didn't ask me.
No, they didn't. The mayor didn't ever ask us on that one, did he?
Mm.
We're just holding out for the city to name the new stadium after us, the Steve and Ted Stadium.
Yeah, well, we're hoping.
That would be. I'll tell you what, it'd be great for the community. It would be a boost for our careers, too. You know what I'm saying? I want to be selfish about it. Ever been to a bachelor party? Well, if you have, these are the things they throw right before somebody gets married, and it's been decades since I went to one.
Me
and
too.
I don't even want to think about the one I went to, or two, or whatever it was. The organizing bachelor party, those organizing that party in Vermont sent an invitation to the wrong email address, but it ended up going to the right person as far as William Novak was concerned. The Phoenix native received the email January 7th, which provided tantalizing details about the planned ski weekend for Angelo.
Oh.
He didn't know Angelo from Adam, but he wanted to go. He emailed his RSVP, and the partygoers decided he'd be welcome if he made the trip. So Novak launched a GoFundMe page to scrape together the $750 needed for airfare, ski rentals, and lift tickets. He He says whatever is left over will be given to his new buddy, Angelo. So that's going to be an interesting weekend.
Yeah, Bill must be a very lonely man down there in Phoenix.
Yeah. But is this, can you really do that? Just go and GoFundMe and say, hey, I need to go to a bachelor party. Send money.
Sure.
And are there people stupid
and
enough?
People, pony up.
Wow. Man. I thought I was gullible. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted. Preparing for a big golf tournament here in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the Wichita Business Journal weekly edition, Roy Turner in his 20th year now of running the Wichita Open professional golf tournament, and he's putting together the events for this year's 30th anniversary. We've put together a package of stories and images that takes a look at the preparations for this year's event and how the tournament has evolved over the years. Total attendance at the tournament each year, about 42,000. In 2016, the estimated economic impact, $6.5 million. That was up 30% from 2014. This year, the tournament has five major sponsors. They're making preparations to host as many as 4,000 people per day at the rowdy 17th hole. And this week, we spend 10 minutes with Wichita's newest city council member, Becky Tuttle. She was chosen by the Wichita City Council to serve out the term of Pete Meitzner, who became a Sedgwick County Commissioner. Tuttle is from Iowa. She was sworn in this week, and she plans to give up her full-time job as Director of Development at the Greater Wichita YMCA. Tuttle is also the subject of the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast, episode 87. Now available on our website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Okay, Bill, so you got to interview Becky Tuttle. What's she like?
Right.
Can you give us a little insight?
Nice. Very nice.
She didn't,
Kind of comes out of the nonprofit world, and she's ready to work with local businesses to move the city forward.
Roy Turner. Let's talk about Roy Turner.
Yep.
Came to town when?
Oh, gosh.
Maybe 1987,
late 70s.
Late 70s,
yeah.
Probably.
Wichita Wings.
Wichita Wings.
Yeah. He's from England, isn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
He's a Brit. Yeah.
And he's hung around here in Wichita because he loves it, and people love his accent. That's why he's so popular.
Doesn't hurt.
You know, he's got that same accent that the James Bond has. Roy Turner.
That's right.
Yeah. But they've done a great job with that tournament. There's no doubt about it. Terrific job.
Yep. You ever been on the 17th hole?
No. Not since I was
at
Joyland.
It's quite a party, my understanding. It's quite a party.
I was at Joyland miniature golf course many years ago. 17th hole out there was a party. We had snow cones for everybody. It was something else.
That little 6-inch dog leg to the left is a heck of a...
right through the old windmill. Okay, guys. Okay, so tomorrow is the 19th of January. And you know why that's important, don't you, Bill?
The 19th of January.
Celebrated every year on this continent. As the beginning date for Steve and Ted to begin working together on a morning show.
Oh, wow.
1998, 21 years ago.
Yeah, Steve's first day as host, 21 years ago.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yikes.
Yep.
Ted, who had a promising career up to that point.
Yeah, it kind of started the plateau, and we've all seen it take its natural course over the last 21 years.
But face it, it's been a gradual slide.
Yeah, that's the good news.
Hasn't been
started off slow and tapered off to nothing.
Tapered off from there. All right.
Well, congratulations. You can have a drink now.
Thank you, sir. And you guys have a great day. I knew it's going to be a Chiefs weekend, and I know you're going to be
drinking.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Thank you, guys. 8:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 9 o'clock. The Glenn Beck program is on the way. Also, the partial government shutdown continues. We've got news at 9 here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.